Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. Whether it's your smoky beef brisket, your crunchy beef Wellington, your steamy beef stew, or your countless sizzling steaks, you're always the main course. Because dinner without you is just an appetizer. Get cooking at Beef, It's What's For Dinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers. Nicely done, beef. No matter how you're cooked, grilled, sautéed, stir-fried, roasted, or stewed, your savory sounds are music to everyone's ears. Yeah, now that's a dinner playlist. Get cooking at Beef, It's What's For Dinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
The live cattle and feeder cattle futures were slightly higher to mixed here, with live cattle up 12 in February at 126.25. April's up 77 at 127.20. June's are up 37 at 119.22. So a little bit higher here, and they're about $1.50 off their contract lows earlier in the day. January feeders finished 15 higher at 145.57. March is up 20 at 145.02. April unchanged. May down 20. August down 40. So there was some weakness out on the summer and later months of the feeder cattle. Lean hogs today were up 67 in February at 67.55. So they kind of caught a little bit of a bid here late in the day. Box beef at midday had choice up $1.09 at $213.99. Select was up $1.98 at $213.45, and that put that choice select spread at 54 cents. That's pretty narrow. We've seen it even and close to this, but not too long ago it was nearly $30 difference between choice and select spread, all the way down to 54. So nearly the same price. Now I went back and overlaid some historical charts here on the live cattle. It's hard to really tell what that means to the futures market. There really isn't a real good correlation.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Well, today's grain futures gained back most of yesterday's losses, in some cases even more so. March soybeans were 14 cents higher to finish the week, about where we started, at 389.5. December of 2020 was 8.25 higher at 402.25. So a really good, strong corn market. Most of the trades just saying that we shouldn't have lost what we lost yesterday, so it's getting all that back. There was some talk that maybe the Pacific Northwest, China bought some corn out of there, 2 to 4 cargoes full, but I have not confirmed that. Beans were 4 to 5 higher. Chicago wheat up 4 to 5. Kansas City up 9 to 10 cents. So wheat's right along there with the corn futures. And also cotton futures up. They're up 103 today in March at 71.25. December's 48 higher at 72.37. So really a big news week. We had the phase one deal signed on Wednesday. The market's initially selling off, but now we're gaining some traction here. It looks like going forward that the markets think that there's a pretty good possibility that our exports will move up slightly. We've also got the commitment of traders here late in the day. It looks like the soybean speculators are trimming their net short position. They're only short about 20,000 contracts. It looks like wheat, they're net long wheat by about 400 contracts, and then on the corn, they increased their net short position. They're short 121,000, which today, of course, probably would change that.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk for loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.